Forrest Elise is interviewing Lorinda Kwan at
12 o'clock
on
June 19th, 2015
for the Creative Push Project. Okay, now we'll go ahead and get started. So if you could take us back to around the time when you were pregnant or around the time of delivery, if there was anything really memorable, like what season was it, or just anything that could situate us.
Okay. Well, it was in the spring, and it was an unplanned pregnancy, and I remember very vaguely when I told my now husband when I was pregnant. We were sitting on the couch in our old house, and he was at work for a couple of days, so I hadn't seen him, and I'd known I was pregnant. And then I told him that I was pregnant, and his first response was, "Oh my God, I'm gonna have to buy a bigger plane."
That's great. So, why don't you walk us through the pregnancy experience for you?
Okay, the pregnancy actually was fantastic. I had a ton of energy. I was still in school at the time. Very, very little nausea or issues at all. I actually really, really loved being pregnant, and even up until I was 9 months pregnant, and I was standing on ladders and painting walls and that kind of thing. So I have no complaints about my pregnancy. It was actually a really, really amazing experience.
Did you go to birth classes, or did you have a planned birthing experience you wanted to have?
I did not go to birth classes. I had a midwife who kind of walked me through a lot of things. I did some hypnobirthing CDs, which actually wasn't the biggest benefit for me. The biggest benefit for me was actually going to prenatal yoga classes and learning how to do, you know, the Ujjayi breathing. That kind of thing was really, I feel, something that helped me a lot during the labor and delivery.
So had you planned on delivering at home, or?
Absolutely, I planned on delivering at home. That was my number one goal, was to be at home, be surrounded by, you know, familiar environment, and have my son have his first experience in a very loving, calming environment.
So why don't you walk us through that day?
Okay. So that was an interesting day. That day actually goes down in history in some way. The medical school that I graduated from, it was actually graduation day for me. So I woke up around 2 a.m. in the morning, and I had to use the bathroom, and I had a little bit of a stomach ache, I thought, and I kind of equated it to the fact that I'd eaten a steak the night before, which I normally don't do. So I just assumed it was a little bit of indigestion or something, and, you know, I went to the bathroom, came back, lay down, and then every so often I would notice I'd get a little bit of this, you know, what I thought was a stomach ache. And then only after several times later, then it did occur to me that I was in labor. So that, you know, and that was probably somewhere around 12 minutes apart. And of course, being my first child, I panicked. So I called my midwife at, you know, 3:30 in the morning. And she said, "You have nothing to worry about. Go back to bed. You know, when they're 5 minutes or 6 minutes apart, you can give me a call again, or I'll call you in the morning." So 4 hours later, I gave her a call, you know, probably was around 7 in the morning. In my head, and, you know, and funny enough, during the weeks before, my classmates were actually going to be assistants at the birth. And they kept joking around, you know, "I have all my family coming into town for graduation. Please, whatever you do, don't have this child on graduation day." And I was very, very sure 100% that was not going to happen. And of course, I called them at around 8 o'clock in the morning. And when they saw my name on their phone, they didn't even say hello. They said, "Oh my God, you didn't. You're in labor." So I was fully determined to go to my graduation. So I got up, I showered, I got dressed, I was in labor, and I went to my graduation. And it was really interesting because everybody, for some reason, I walked in the whole entire school, and everybody there knew for some reason I was in labor, and all eyes were on me. So I did. I sat through the ceremony. I went up, I got my certificate, my degree. My midwife was actually one of the instructors at the school, so she was on stage and she had her eye on me the whole time. And she said, if I had to give her a signal, we would run out and go. But I walked up, I even said to my classmate beside me, I said, okay, well, I'm unbuttoning my gown right now because I'm sweating right now. But, you know, before I walk up, you just remind me to do my gown back up. And I went up, got my degree. I even sat down afterward and had some lunch with some friends. And then I went home and labored and had my baby. So it was actually really a great, great experience, a very, very beautiful experience. And I'm glad I got to do the graduation because I'd worked very, very hard for that.
So how about once you got home?
So once I got home, I actually thought I was going to deliver in the tub. I had this whole idea that, you know, we had the bathroom renovated. I had a tub. I was going to labor in the tub. I had no desire actually to get in it. The best place for me is I just labored really on the toilet. That was just felt like the most comfortable position for me. And I just sat there and I listened to my hypnobirthing tape and I just really wanted to have quiet. And I was by myself and my husband would come in and check in on me once in a while. But that's really where I spent a bulk of the time until I felt like, you know, I was ready to push.
And at that point, what happened?
And at that point, then we basically went into our bedroom and I labored and delivered on a birthing stool, which I feel is the most natural position to birth a child. So I probably pushed for longer than I think it felt at the time. But I think I actually pushed for around 3.5 to 4 hours before he actually came out. And he was a little bit blue at the time, so they had to give him a little bit of oxygen, but he, you know, came through really, really easily, and it was a really, really great, great, beautiful experience, and I had my friends around me, and I had my husband around me, so everybody ended up making it there.
That's great. So, what about your second delivery?
So my second delivery was a completely different experience. I was so convinced that after the first one that, and I think the first one out of, you know, what you hear the average, I feel like the first delivery wasn't anything different, other than the fact that with both my pregnancies, I actually had pure back labor. So that was the difference, I think, if you want to compare to other births, for some reason I didn't have normal labor pains. It was back labor. But my second pregnancy, was a planned. We'd certainly planned on having another one. We, prior to that, had two miscarriages. And so we're really excited about this one. And I was so convinced that, it was going to be easy, 6-8 hours and, boom, the baby was going to pop out and it would be just easy peasy. But that didn't actually happen. So I went into labor a little bit different than the first one. This one I actually didn't have any labor pains. I just got up to go to the bathroom and my water broke. And I actually didn't get pains, start to get labor pains until, well after 1 to 2 hours after that, easily. And the pains would come and go, and this happened all night, all through the afternoon, where, the pains would just be ever so slight. They would come and go. I would just be hanging out at home. The midwife was there. And after a while, the pains just would not progress. So I ended up being in labor before I ended up going to the hospital for 26 hours. Yeah, it was really the last part, probably the last 12 hours were pretty intense pain, but just not progressing, not dilating. And then finally, after 26 hours, I just felt like this was, not the experience I wanted to be somewhere where I was safe, and I just wasn't 100% sure what was going on, why I wasn't progressing. So then we ended up going to the hospital. The hospital experience was actually a good one. My midwife and her team were there with us through the whole thing. So it was really, I had the support system that I was familiar with. And the hospital was actually really great. They were super, super, super supportive as to things that I wanted. I wanted to make sure I would try to, deliver vaginally if I could. They were very patient with that. So I really have no complaints about having a hospital birth at all.
What was the complication?
I wasn't dilating. So I ended up having to get Pitocin. And, you know, and at that point, I ended up getting an epidural because I was just done with the pain. I felt it was very stressful for me and for the baby. So, yeah, so for some reason, I just wasn't dilating. And even with the Pitocin, the doctors and the nurses were surprised how long it took me to progress. But thanks to an amazing OB that was there at the hospital at the time, really just, you know, decided that she was going to try one time with the forceps to before doing any sort of episiotomy or any sort of emergency C-section. And she tried one time and I pushed and the baby came out. So like I said, I can't complain at all. It was really a positive experience to have a hospital birth as well, which was surprising to me because I really had envisioned having both my kids at home.
So how was the baby's health?
So he was great. Baby's health was great, 7 pounds, 8 ounces, happy as can be, no issues at all.
So can you kind of think back to that moment when you first saw your baby, they put him on your chest, like what was mm-hmm. your experience and what was Mike's experience?
Yeah, my experience with that, with having the baby and then being able to put the baby on my chest was amazing for the home birth because, you know, I was there and I was in a position where my husband could wrap his arms around us and it was a very intimate experience. You know, in the hospital experience, you're lying on the bed, you know, and also they're there and the team is there because I'd been in labor for so long, so I really didn't get to hold my second child as long. You know, they needed to take him to examine him. And so that was the one thing that's a little bit sad. You don't get to connect for as long as you would like at that very moment, which is the benefit of having a home birth. Like I said, I can't complain. It really worked out well and he was healthy and I totally understand them, you know, needing to check him out.
How was nursing? Did you nurse with both kids?
I did nurse with both kids. My first child, I nursed until 14 months, which is I wanted to reach a year. And the second child was I nursed until about 9 or 10 months, mainly because my milk supply dwindled going back to work, and living a busy life, stress can have an effect on those types of things.
Was there anything about the birth that surprised you, or were any unexpected elements besides just the hospital portion, let's say? You know, going from someone who never had children to having your first child, was there something unexpected about that?
No, I feel like I tried to educate myself enough and, you know enough mothers to really prepare myself for the experience. You know, I think with children, no matter how many times you hear with a newborn how tired you're going to be, I think that experience and that reality is never truly what you envision it to be until you're actually experiencing it and realizing that kind of fatigue and sleep deprivation. However, the nice thing about that is, you know, it does go by quickly. As kids grow up and you know, they grow up and they don't need that kind of intense care for long periods of time, so it does go by quickly. But that would be the one thing I would say is I didn't realize what fatigue really was until I had a newborn.
Can you describe any visual details that stand out to you? Was there anything that, you know, branded itself in your mind?
Gosh, visual details. I think it's so funny. I think my first thought is, you know, because I'm Asian and my husband is Caucasian, is you can never tell what the child is going to look like. And I remember the very first time I saw my first son, I looked at him, I thought, oh my God, you're a little Asian boy, because he totally takes after me. He looks like me, you know, and it's, and then my second one looks more like my husband. So it's a nice little mix.
Is there any one word or a group of words that you could describe your experience by? Because we're separating these into themes, and so it might help us to see what your impression of, like, if you were to choose a theme or a word to describe it.
Empowerment would probably be the word. I mean, I feel like giving birth and going through that experience and knowing that you did something so amazing, and knowing the kind of primal, you know, you need to access parts of yourself that you don't access on a normal daily basis. And so after the experience, you really realize how empowering it is and how powerful you are as a woman after you give birth.
I think we're good.